on this day, 29th of January, 1921. Banfoot murder recalled. At Lurgan Quarter Sessions yesterday, before Judge Green, K.O., Francis McNeice claimed £800 compensation for the murder of his son, Francis McNeice, alleged to have taken place in the course of an illegal assembly at Banfoot Ferry, County Armagh, on 15th August last. Mr. Cecil Lavery, B.L., appeared for the applicant. James Vallely, Anna Moore, said he had been in the army and was familiar with rifles. He was with a party which visited Lurgan Sports on the 15th August last. They left Lurgan in four motor cars about six. When they arrived at the Banfoot Ferry, the ferryman was there and the first car was put on board and they went over. Just as they had got the motor car up the bank, rifle firing started. It came from the back of a house on the other side of the ferry and was in volleys. There were five or six rifles firing. There were six men in the car and witness said, "Get in behind the ditch." They all got behind the ditch, with the exception of McNeice, who lay down in the back of the car. When they got back to the car, they found McNeice was shot. Gavin McNeice said he was in the first car. No person in the car had firearms that he knew of. Mr. McNeice, father of the deceased, said he owned a farm of 25 acres and deceased 22, did the principal work. Mr. J. Davison, B.L., submitted that there was no evidence of any unlawful assembly. He would call witnesses who would tell the judge that these men were shouting and waving flags, and there were cries of "Up Sinn Féin" and "Up the Rebels," creating a great disturbance. Reverend James Smith, rector of Ardmore, said he was coming from a service on his bicycle. The first car attempted to run him down. There was a Sinn Féin flag flying from it. John Wilson, the ferryman, said the occupants of the cars were shouting "Up the Rebels," but he didn't care so long as he got them over. A volley of shots rang out from a boat. He was certain that it was those on the boat who were firing. Judge Green, I am not prepared to find that there was an illegal assembly as a result of which this man came to his death. Therefore, I can't give compensation. I have great sympathy with the man who has lost his son, but I must act in accordance with the law. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note, local nationalists blamed the UVF, soon to become the Specials, for the young man's death.